I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. In the news, first up, the penalties from Talladega. The only team and driver penalty was for Kevin Harvick's number 4. It was one of two cars taken to the R&D center and was found with modified parts. Not sure what part, but it was an L2 violation, and it's big. The crew chief was suspended for 4 races, fined $100,000, and the team will lose 100 owner and driver points. Alex Bowman has decided to sit another week out of the 48. Noah Grayson will be the fill-in this weekend at the Roval. A.J. Allmendinger and Colleg Racing announced that A.J. will drive the number 16 next year in the Cup Series. Chandler Smith will move from the Truck Series to drive the 16 in the Xfinity Series. And Colleg officials stated they're hoping to keep Daniel Hemric in 23. They're currently working on sponsorship. And after demand from many Cup Series drivers, NASCAR announced they're officially conducting tests and looking for solutions to modify the rear clip of the current Cup Series car. Kurt Busch and Alex Bowman are both out recovering from rear-end wrecks with the new car. Officials stated they may make changes before the playoffs end. The Truck Series has the weekend off, and the Xfinity and Cup Series teams are racing at Charlotte Motor Speedway on the 2.32-mile, 17-turn Roval course. This will be the 4th time here for both series. The track's difficulty is compounded by the fact that both series are running their elimination races in the round of 12. Only 8 drivers in each series will remain in the playoff hunt after this weekend. The Xfinity Series rolls tomorrow. A.J. Allmendinger is going for 4 in a row at the Roval. A.J. and Noah Grayson are both locked into the round of 8. Daniel Hemric, Brandon Jones, Jeremy Clemens, and Riley Herbst are facing elimination. The Xfinity Drive for the Cure 250 begins at 3 p.m. Saturday on NBC. The Cup teams fire up on Sunday. Chase Elliott is the only driver locked into the round of 8, and he's the favorite after winning 2 of the last 4 races here. Hamlin, Logano, Larson, and Suarez are at least 12 points above the cut line. Chase Briscoe is tied with Austin Cindric at the line. Byron is 11 points behind, Christopher Bell 33 behind, and Alex Bowman will be eliminated after missing 2 of 3 races in this round. Kyle Larson is the defending champ of the race, and Ryan Blaney won the first here in 2018. Elliott and Blaney are tied with 3 top 5s, and Joey Logano and Blaney have finished every race here in the top 10. Elliott has the best finish of any Cup Series driver with a 5th place, and William Byron has led the most laps. Byron also leads the driver ratings, followed by Elliott, Larson, Logano, and Blaney. Full coverage of the Bank of America Roval 400 goes green 1 p.m. Sunday on NBC. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's the Fast Lane for Friday, October 7th, brought to you by Meekhoff Tire with 12 locations, including Gaylord, their family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive, plus they have the best prices on Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires. And by J-Lube Services, 4 locations to serve you better in Traverse City. Keep your ride in the race with J-Lube Services.